Hey, I'm glad we could talk about this. It's just, I hate being that naggy girlfriend. It's not who I am. I don't want to be that, you know? Thanks for meeting me here and having that talk. I know it's not easy having a girlfriend like me. Cute as I am. I can't help but eavesdrop on whatever you happen to be thinking. And it's not my fault, but it's not your fault that you can't really control your thoughts. I mean, they just kind of fly in and out, you know? It's not fair for me to get mad about it like I've been. You are a good guy, a good boyfriend. And, I mean, I'll just say it. I just really need to get more confident and learn to just. Did you just? Oh my God. It's like, you can't even look at another woman, any part of another woman, without thinking something like, damn, she has cute hands. Tiny, too. Probably make mom big old dick look so fucking huge. Fucking animal. You're a dog. I really should do that. Make you think you're a goddamn dog. Should just pant and smile and try to fucking hump the head out of the leg of any possibly attractive female you encounter. I mean, you're pretty much thinking about doing that already. It's not like it'd be a big change. Look, I get it. You have wandering thoughts. And it's fine. I get jealous. So I don't know if we can be. Wait. No. No, I don't want to break up or anything. No. Wait. There might be a way. Maybe. Possibly. Not exactly. Repression never works. Trust me. But it's possible we could deal with this condition of yours. We just have to help train you to focus your thoughts. Help make it so that these urges could be redirected, refocused, transferred into more acceptable behaviors. Conditioning? Yeah. I suppose that's an appropriate term for the process. Would you like that? Would you allow me to try and make you more civilized? You would. Well then, let's begin. It's quiet. You're in a dark room, a soft space. You're comfortable. You're happy. You're content. You hear hear only the sound of my whispering voice. You feel only the gentle pressure of my presence. Your thoughts are focused solely on me, on my voice, on my face. My eyes lower, my lips, Your only wish is to hear me, to listen to my beautiful words. To follow willingly, completely, my every suggestion. Your only concern, your only focus is my voice, the words I'm speaking. The commands. I'll make them, and then you'll follow. Willfully, loyally, obediently. Nod. Show me that you're listening, that you agree. And most importantly, that you submit. Not again. Good. Good. Now finally, tell me. Say the words out loud. That you submit completely. To my will. Say, I submit, mistress. Yes. Good. Good boy. And now, we may begin. You're still in that dark space. You're still thinking of me. But now you see me. I'm in front of you. Lying down. You can't help but stare into my eyes. You can't help but stare at my soft, petite hands. As they move suggestively over my own thighs. You can't help but stare down my low-cut shirt, gazing hungrily at my inviting cleavage. Such naughty thoughts. You're having such naughty little thoughts of me, of only me. This is good. This is right. You're becoming aroused. You're getting hard. You can't help it. You can't fight it. You can't stop it. Thinking of me makes you horny. So hot. So ready. And so fucking hard. Erect. from now on, whenever your thoughts start to wander, they'll return here to me. You'll still be horny. You'll still be hard. Your blood will still rush quickly, powerfully, down to your beautiful cock. But your focus will not be on whichever dumb slut is in front of you. No. Your thoughts will only be of me. Breathe in deep. Remember me. Remember my scent. The sweet smell of my perfume, of my hair, of my skin. Your hands will feel the soft, warm sensation running across my smooth curves, vein gently beneath my clothes, past the bottom of my skirt, up my thighs, under my shirt, up my back, your firm grip tracing circles around the edges of my spine, teasing before moving upward to undo the clasp of my bra in one smooth motion. I allow you to move your hands over my shoulders and slide it off. You toss it aside. You can see my hard nipples poking through my shirt. My breathing is speeding up. I'm flushed. I want you. I need you. Now. As you stare at me, you notice your mouth begin to hang open. You're salivating. Your eyes move across my form hungrily. You're in awe of my presence, my feminine scent, my beauty. You must have me. Now. As you move, you feel a sensation. A weakness. Your legs are shaking. You can no longer stand. You fall to your knees and take a quick breath. Then your eyes move from the floor, up, up, slowly, to me. You see me, staring down at you, smiling, powerful, in control. Your mouth is dry. You can hardly breathe. You're overcome by my presence. This is true beauty. This power that I have over you, this power to allow you to look at me, to want me, to even think of me. Complete control. This is what you want. All you want. To see me. To have me. This way. I am all you want. I am your every thought. I'm there in every sight, every sound. My scent permeates every breath you take, just as my voice reaches you, instructing your every moment, your every thought. For you, I'm everything. There is no one else. There's nothing else. There's only me. And you only want to see me. To touch me. To taste me. To fuck me. There's no one else that can make you feel this way. There's nothing else that can make you feel this way. There's only me, always, in every single thought you will ever have from this moment forward. You know this. You want this. You accept this. My will is yours to obey. You submit to my superior mental power, to my suggestions. My words are your reality, and I'm your entire world. And there. We're done. Now, you'll be incapable of thinking of anyone but me, darling. Whenever you want to leer at some slutty bimbo or server slowing too much cleavage, your thoughts will immediately snap to me. You'll think of me. Of only me. How amazing I can make you feel. How beautiful I am. The way my clothes hang on my delicate body, revealing the soft curves beneath. How I make you short of breath whenever I catch your eye. You'll think of me. Only me. Oh, it's too bad though. 'Cause as much as I would love to help you with that very obvious issue you're having in your trousers. Well, I have places to be, sweetie. So, You'll just have to wait. Calm down, honey. You wanted to be a dog. And you basically still are. I just made sure that you'd be obedient. I trained you so well. You were obsessed with sexual thoughts, ogling innocent women. So gross. That's beneath you. Now you'll be obsessed with me. Oh no, darling. I see that you're a bit confused. Difficult to think at all, I guess. But I'm not gonna fix you. Why ever would I do that? No. Babe, I think you're perfect just the way you are. So, go on then. Off to the bathroom. Jerk off a nice big load for me. And when you're done, I want you to call me and tell me in vivid detail exactly what you were thinking about. So that you'll get all hard and hot and bothered all over again. And if you're a very good boy and do exactly what I've told you, maybe I'll even send you a picture to help things along. Well, if you're lucky. Now be a good boy. And go stroke that amazing dick of yours. And come for me. Do exactly as I'd say. And just hate to consider more extreme methods.